series. It is Barb Clark and Stan Jinks. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys?
Great.
Doing well.
Well, we got another week of topsy-turvy, above-average temperatures, and then back to seasonal temperatures.
I know, but this has been nice.
It has been nice.
Yeah, we've got another series to kick off, another year, the Maple Leaf Community Concert Series, Set the Stage, if you will.
Okay, well, we are in our 31st season. We are actually halfway through the season. Our season goes from fall to spring.
Oh, that's right.
So this is our third concert, and so if you have a season ticket, why, we want to remind you to make sure that you come. If you are not able to use it, please give it away to someone else so that they can enjoy the concert. And if not, if you'd like to just purchase a ticket, you can buy an individual ticket for $30. Our next concert is next Tuesday, the 19th, at 7 o'clock. It's Rockland Road, which is an awesome group of six family members, so you know their voices will blend beautifully, and they do all kinds of music. We're going to talk a little bit about that, but next Tuesday at 7 o'clock at Doll Chapel, where all our concerts are at the same place.
Okay. Yeah, this family has some unique links to country music.
They do. They do. The mother, she is the daughter of Dwayne Allen, one of the singers with the Oak Ridge Boys. And then her mother was a background singer with the Grand Ole Opry.
How nice.
So she's got a lot of music genes that she's passed on to the children. And then the husband, Paul Martin, he was with the country rock band Exile.
Yes.
And performed with them for many years. He was the lead singer and guitarist with Exile. And then he met his wife, and they decided that, you know, they wanted to pursue something with their children and realized that their children had some really good talent as well. So mother, dad, and four children make up Rockland Road. And I want to say this before I forget. If anyone out there is thinking that they'd like to invite a friend to come to a concert, I think this would be a good concert for people to invite a friend to come see what this is all about. They do a variety of genres. There's going to be rhythm and blues. There's going to be country. There's going to be gospel. There's just a wide variety. They cover a lot of different artists' music, and they do a really nice job of doing it as well. And so it's going to be a night full of music, too. We've got the program here, and it's just they're going to be doing a lot of singing that night.
Okay.
So we're pretty excited.
Sure. What are some examples of what they'll be performing?
Well, let's just kind of start with some of the names I think a lot of people will recognize. They're going to cover a Fleetwood Mac song, Dreams.
Of course.
And they're going to cover Lee Greenwood's God Bless the USA. Everyone enjoys that song. They're going to also do Elton John's Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. One of my favorite groups, Old Dominion, they're going to cover their song No Such Thing as a Broken Heart. Earth, Wind, and Fire. Vanessa, do you remember the 21st night of September? That was the song, the lyrics to September.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, and so they're going to cover an Earth, Wind, and Fire song. They're going to, and here's another test for you. Okay, the Everly Brothers released When Will I Be Loved?
Yes.
Who then covered that song and made it really famous?
It
was... Female singer.
Ah, I can hear it.
Mm-hmm. Linda Ronstadt.
Linda Ronstadt, golly.
Yeah, Linda Ronstadt. So,
oh, and didn't you tell me that they start every performance
with the national anthem?
The national anthem,
oh,
which
nice.
People will love that.
They have performed the national anthem at several NBA, Major League Baseball, NCAA games. And so that's kind of something that they're, you know, known for.
Good.
And go to these different venues and perform. But he said that's very important to them. To do that. And so, yes, they lead off the concert with the anthem. So I think that's pretty neat.
It is.
That
yeah.
they do that. Yeah.
Can't beat that.
But there's also, you know, and they've just released a song of their own.
Mm-hmm.
It's called LOA, Love on Arrival. So they've just released that song. So they're starting to, you know, venture out and do some of their own. but they cover just these few that I've mentioned to you, just a lot of different genres there that I think there's going to be something there for everyone to enjoy. And that's always fun when artists are performing songs that we know.
Yes.
And we can,
sing along, have the memories of when we heard that song.
Yeah. It's really good. So we're looking forward to this group.
And you can go online to their YouTube channel. They're actually quite funny. Not only do they have their videos up, but we watched videos, meaning their songs that they have performed, but they also have some funny videos of family. And they have a Taylor Swift dedication that they did that's pretty funny, having some fun, they can sing. I mean, they're a lot of fun.
They have amazing voices.
They can sing.
Yeah.
Yes,
and then they were at Dollywood. That show is online as well that you can watch, the God Bless the USA official live video that they did is available. So, and I've got a song, of course, pulled up here in a few minutes that we can play. But there's all kinds of really good, their own music as well as the cover music that they perform.
Right, right. They'll do a gospel number. It's a Tamala Mann song, Take Me to the King.
Oh, neat.
If that doesn't move you, your pilot light's out. It's just, they just do a marvelous job of covering these songs. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. So it's just going to be a very, very good evening. This group, they've also performed at the U.S. Library of Congress, the White House, and the Grand Ole Opry. So they get around.
There's some
extreme talent there that we are very fortunate
and
to be having
them come. And
we're
bringing
them
in right down the street. How can you miss it?
And that's the thing we've got to remind people is, I hear from a lot of people that prior to COVID, we had so much going on. Everything was busy. We were doing our thing. It's been a little hard to get some things kicked back off. Mm-hmm. And some things have just kicked off in larger capacities.
Right,
well,
right.
This is one we want to get kicked off again, is our Maple Leaf Community Concert mm-hmm. Series. Get people back out and about doing these events. So
Exactly.
It seems like if people come once, they're hooked. They're back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a tremendous variety. We have all kinds of concerts. If you don't like this genre, you can always, there'll be something else. So,
how do you decide on the genre and who to pick each year?
Well,
budget plays a role, I'm sure.
There's a committee that selects and then proposes to the board, who then votes on it and stuff. So lots of meetings and reviewing videos and to make a choice. But we do also, we have surveyed the members several times to see what kind of music they want to hear. And because some people may just come to one concert in the whole series. I think the four concerts is a much better deal. And then you can always share the ticket with somebody else if you're not able to use it or it's not your cup of tea. So
okay. And we've already had two concerts. Who were they?
The first two we had was the 700 Miles to Broadway. That was perfect since he was on Broadway. The guy was amazing. He was Robert Spencer from Jersey Boys. And then the second one was The Suits. That was in November, and it was a quartet, and they did all kinds of mixed quartet music. So
excellent.
And when The Suits came, we did a matinee for the area schools.
Yeah.
And we had the bottom floor of Doll Chapel was full of very energetic, appreciative students that were entertained by The Suits. And that's been fun. The last 2 years we've been able to do matinees. They have been underwritten by the United Way. And we bring them in. The kids are able to come and kind of be exposed to performance and also the music and so forth, and the kids have been very receptive of that.
And a couple times the student then brings their parents back for, you got to come see this, it's awesome, and then they come back and watch the concert that night. So
sounds good.
That is good.
Okay, March 19th, Rockland Road performances at the Doll Chapel. What time again?
7 p.m.
Okay, and how
it starts, the doors open 6:15, 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
you can get there early, and there's no reserve seating, so come get the best seats in the house. You're welcome to all the seats, and the the parking sometimes is a little challenging, but in the evening, often, you know, the streets are usually pretty empty, so there's street parking.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Anything else you want people to know about the upcoming performance before we play some music from them?
Two things. One, there is a it's not Warren Achievement Bus anymore. It's the
It's the Warren Transportation.
Warren County Public Transportation.
Yes. Right. So they almost always have excuse me, a bus full that they bring. So you can call them up to 24 hours ahead of time, and they'll make arrangements to bring you, drop you up at the door, and pick you up at the door. So that's always fun when the bus gets there.
Okay.
And the other thing is that, as Stan mentioned, the kids are always free. So you bring, if you buy an individual or if you have a season ticket, you can bring any student, as many students as you want, with you, and they're always free. So we want them to enjoy music and get exposed to all this different opportunities as far as the concert series.
Awesome. Good job, guys.
Good.
Looking forward to it.
Thank you.
All right, so we're going to play for you. They covered one of their country songs. They covered the Hillbilly Rock song. So we'll go ahead and get to that so people get a chance to hear what Rockland Road's all about.
It comes from Mississippi down in Alabama, creeping like a fever all across the land. From deep in the dales down on the Louisiana shore, the people gotta have it, they wanna hear some more. It's a hillbilly rock, beat it with the drum, play the guitars like shooting from a gun. Keeping up the rhythm, steady as a clock, do a little thing called the hillbilly rock. Some say it came from Memphis down in Tennessee, or it drifted in from Georgia about 1953. Just as long as it's greasy, as long as it's fast, as long as it's pumping, honey, it's gonna last. It's the hillbilly rock, get it with the drum, play the guitars like shooting from a gun. Keep it up the rhythm, steady as a clock.
So that is Rockland Road. They'll be here coming up on March 19th, courtesy of the Maple Leaf Community Concert Series. That's their official live version of Hillbilly Rock, originally performed by Marty Stewart and then by Blake Shelton and Trace Atkins, I do believe, had a cover of that at one time as well. But again, they open up with the national anthem and plenty of great music from the genres of Earth, Wind, and Fire, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, country, gospel, and rhythm and blues. That's all coming up. It's 8:27. Good morning.